Right, so good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the 888 2014 year-end results presentation. As normal, I'm joined this morning by Abbie Edgar-Bryan, our CFO, and Itai Friberger, our COO. I intend to start the proceedings by giving a brief overview of the year and also a look at what the future offers. I will then pass over to Abbie, who will give a more in-depth review of the financial performance, and then lastly, Itai will present the operational review. We will then be able to take any questions you have. By now, you will all have seen the results, and I can clearly say that I am both delighted and proud to announce that the company has achieved another record year. As a company, we have never been so healthy. Every one of our KPIs shows how fit and well we are. We hit a milestone event with $101 million EBITDA, a long way from the $29 million we reported 4 years ago when this team got together. As a result of this performance, we were able to give money back to our shareholders and have declared a final dividend of $0.045 per share, which is in line with our stated policy. We recommend a special dividend or one-off dividend of $0.07 per share. Therefore, the final payment to shareholders will be $0.15 for the year, up 7% on the last year. How did we actually achieve this? We achieved this by growth through volume, a major strand of our strategy we set out in 2011. We recruited more players, we kept them playing longer with less churn, and increased their lifetime value, a virtuous circle. We increased the number of registered members on our casino, poker, and sports sites by 15% in the year and increased the number of active players by 5%. The active days played by customers increased by 6.2%, and the lifetime value of new players in 2014 grew by 7% and 26% respectively for poker and casino against last year. Phenomenal set of results. All of this was achieved by using the key components of our established and industry-leading software. We continue to innovate and improve our technology. As being at the forefront of the industry, we do not wish to lose this competitive edge. Our developers are among the most talented professionals in the technological world, and we're very proud to have them on board. The business is different today than it was 5 years ago. We today have 7 versions of our software written for PCs, iOS, Android, and HTML, a long way from the dot-com-only version of yesteryear. Our mobile platform is homegrown, and therefore we are not dependent upon any software providers. We write our applications for our own software. Our iOS and Android apps are among the top 10 in the marketplace and fit very well with our casino, games, bingo, and sports products. This medium of play has been the backbone of our growth in 2014, with 33% of our total U.K. revenue driven from smartphones and tablets. We have launched mobile platforms in Spain and Italy. Both have been well received, and we are now seeing excellent results of those regulated markets, again, delivery mechanism being the mainstay. Onto sport. We said this time last year that we saw great potential for us in this marketplace and would drive this product vertical. We have done just that in 2014. Together with our partners, Kambi, we have introduced more live events on our platform and at the same time have launched aggressive marketing campaigns. This concentration of activity has paid dividends, with revenues grown by 115% year-on-year, all at or around industry margins. In August, we launched sport in Spain and already are seeing the effects, both as a pure sports product but also as a feeder for our casino. Lastly, we have continued to stick rigidly to our strategy of focusing on our core products. During the year, we have introduced more of our in-house games and casino slots. We continue to invest in our core products, thus ensuring our sites are fresh, at the forefront of the industry, and are guaranteeing continued organic growth. 2014 has been a superb year, and our young and dynamic team have outperformed our expectations. We enter the challenges of 2015, and I am confident that this talent will raise their game and will be successful again. So what about 2015, both the challenges and the upside? I think we're all aware here of the fiscal challenges, so I won't dwell on them too much. But suffice it to say, our experience over the first 3 months of point of consumption tax in the UK has been an education. We have implemented many mitigation schemes and are learning almost daily which ones work and which ones have the potential to damage our income. The level of tax collected is very much in line with our expectations, and we are confident of the predictions for the year. VAT collected at the point of consumption in some jurisdictions is again in line with their estimates. This VAT, however, is a straight deduction from revenue and will impact comparisons with prior year. Also, we have a foreign exchange headwind with a strengthening dollar, which is the complete reverse of last year. These issues are factors outside of our control and will give us an uphill path in order to maintain revenue and profit growth. However, the underlying fundamental KPIs on a constant currency basis and with adjusting for VAT and point of consumption tax are showing real growth against the same periods last year. The US continues to be a challenge, but we are best placed in the industry to take advantage of future developments. Our joint venture structure for our B2C operation protects us from cash drain. We have continued to be a major influence in the current licensed states, pressing ahead with our technology to enable growth. We implemented shared liquidity with our partner Caesars in New Jersey, an industry first. And in April, we will implement interstate liquidity between Nevada and Delaware. This is real trailblazing innovation, and this could be the format as future states come on stream. The whole question of industry consolidation, the impact this will have on the future market, is going to be a challenge. As big operators get bigger with strong cash flows and the desire to dominate the industry, smaller operators will face pressure on maintaining market share. We will need to ensure we look towards engaging in this process and start to acquire businesses to maintain critical mass. On the positive side, we have seen that banks are now prepared to lend money to the industry, something that we have not seen before. There are also opportunities in 2015, which as a company we will explore. As I said, we will be part of the consolidation process. As you know, we received an unsolicited bid from William Hill earlier in the year, which was rejected for reasons given in our announcement. We were flattered by such a bid, and I do not wish to elaborate any further on this. I believe that as our organic growth program slows, we will look to tactical infill acquisitions. We've already identified a list of businesses which are a good fit and are potentially available. But as with everything 888 does, we will be careful and we will appraise each target to ensure that these acquisitions are complementary to our existing growth program and well within the scope of available resources. These acquisitions will allow us to build back the EBITDA lost to point of consumption tax and VAT. We look forward to new regulation as we have a proven track record of operating in regulated territories. We will look to apply for licenses in areas where we were unable to launch previously due to pressures on our resources and are reconsidering the license in Denmark, which has a healthy online gaming market. We are working on the software requirements to launch slots in Spain, and we are well advanced with this and believe we will see additional income streams in the second half of the year. Remember, 50% of a casino income is driven by slots, although I'm not sure we will see this uplift in Spain as the regulatory constraints and controls surrounding slots are quite severe. We will explore the application of sports licenses in Italy as we're experiencing good traffic flows from this product vertical in Spain. And lastly, we will continue with our push on the sportsbook. We know that this area has further mileage for us. Applying our back office CRM and marketing techniques to this product group will pay rewards. Overall, 2015 will be a challenge for us, and profits will fall compared to the phenomenal results of 2014. But we will not sit back and coast. The culture of 888 is to pick up on all the opportunities and to move forward. This company is not going to go backwards, and I expect the management team to drive forward, strengthen its portfolio and appraise acquisitions to ensure we return to triple-digit EBITDA figures as quickly as possible. I'll now hand you over to Aviad.
Thank you, Brian. If you look at the P&L account on page 7, I'd like to draw out a few important items here. First of all, phenomenal year, the record year, the best results we have ever reported as a public company, with an EBITDA of $101 million, an increase of 33%, an importantly an increase in margin from 18.9 to 22.1. We have awarded our employees a special bonus this year, which is a one-off to celebrate these record results. And this resulted in a one-off increase in admin costs, which increased 26%, and also in R&D costs. Some other cost increase in relation to administrative expenses are a result of point of consumption preparation. And in the R&D, we are consolidating our Eastern European development centers, and there is a period of overlap. In addition, we have incurred some costs in preparing ourselves for the point of consumption tax in the UK. Overall, profit before tax increased 26% to $68 million. Taxation also increased to $11 million. This is predominantly corporate tax in Gibraltar, where we registered. Profit after tax increased to $57 million. And our adjusted EPS increased 16% to 19.2 cents per share. If you look at the historical group revenue, we have reached our all-time record of $455 million. This represents a CAGR of 20% since 2003. And if you can also see, we have demonstrated 5 consecutive years of revenue growth. In 2014, 56% of our revenue is now generated from regulated markets. And I will preempt the question from the end, how much of this result in 2014 is driven by FX. And I can tell you that on a group level, it's very small. It's less than 1% support from favorable FX. On the next slide, you can see the geographical segmentation. First of all, the star performer was the UK with 23% growth, but we've also managed to grow the business by 5% in Europe, excluding the UK. The Americas grew by 19%. This is our business in the newly regulated US market. And the rest of the world, which is not a focus area for us, declined 5% with a very small base. The UK now represents 44% of our group revenue, an increase from 41% the year before. If you look at another way to slice and dice our revenue, you can see that if you look at our poker and casino core B2C in the UK grew 35% last year, the Americas grew only 4%, Europe 2%, and the rest of the world stayed fairly flat. If we look at the revenue of B2C, again, a record year, the B2C alone generated $391 million, which represents 15% CAGR since 2010. I'd like to mention that we had a very strong June in sport, given our newly introduced sports product. And uncharacteristically, July and August were exceptionally strong across the business. So we had a fantastic year and very strong summer. On the next slide, you can see the revenue on the B2C on a quarterly basis. Q4 last year, we have broken for the first time $100 million on the B2C alone. which represents 7% increase on the year before, and that year itself was an increase of 8% on 2012. Very strong result indeed. If we look at the revenue by product, again, a very strong year for the casino, which leads the revenue growth across the group. 16% increase casino revenue. Poker remained flat in revenue terms, which represent a very strong outperformance of the industry and our peer group. I can tell you this is one of the areas where FX actually worked against us in 2014. Some of our revenue is generated in non-dollar currencies, which weakened significantly in 2014. On a constant currency basis, our poker would have actually grown in absolute terms. The bingo recovered and showed 7% recovery increase in revenue, although this is in pound and excluding favorable FX, it would have still grown in real term. The emerging offering increased 22%, and this is entirely a result of our very strong sport performance, which is included in emerging marketing. If we take one look at the casino revenue of the B2C, basically $221 million generated in the year. It almost doubled in 4 years. Absolutely phenomenal growth. This is a result not only of effective marketing, but to a large extent attributed to the back office, the CRM, and optimization of our activities. I will come to higher player value in a second. If you look at the poker, we've reached $94 million. Again, 2.5 times increase in 4 years. I would think this is star performer, probably second to none in the industry, as far as I know. The next line, I wanted to demonstrate to you in numerical form how our player value increased. If you look at a base of 2013, and if you look at GGR terms, we have managed to increase the poker lifetime value by 7% and the casino by 26%. There are no estimates in these numbers. These are actual empirical numbers measured and compared on a like-for-like basis. If you look at the cash from operations, we remain highly cash generative and we convert a huge amount of our EBITDA into cash. This year, 111% of adjusted EBITDA converted into cash. And corporate cash net of customer deposit increased 58% to $96 million during the year. And I can tell you it certainly increased since the end of the year until today. The marketing cost ratio. We have spent less marketing during the year, $134 million compared to $140, and the marketing cost ratio reduced from 35% to 29.4%. You have to understand this is not a desired situation, it's not by design, and it is not a result of capital constraints. Basically, we are married to our required return on capital, and where there are marketing opportunities, we spend the money. And where the marketing opportunities do not perform, we do not spend the money. We would have loved to spend more, but we're also happy with the result, which is incredibly strong revenue growth, although with lower marketing. I think going forward, we need to acknowledge that in regulated markets, the marketing ratio is higher than 29.4, and over time, it will gravitate higher than this number. If you look very briefly at the cost structure, we can see that OPEX pretty much remained at the same ratio to revenue, and I expect this to continue going forward. We can see the gaming duties creeping up to 3.5%, and in 2015 with point of consumption tax, this will increase significantly. R&D increased very slightly, selling and marketing we covered, and admin expenses should revert to a historical level, given the one-off that I mentioned earlier. On the next slide, just a brief view of the chargebacks and PSP fees. You can see the constant reduced cost trend. This is fairly typical in regulated markets where the chargebacks tend to be lower. and the fees which we pay are also lower as a result of economies of scale and optimization. On the next slide, you can see the customer incentives and the B2C casino. We have continued another year of 16% growth, but actually reduced the bonusing ratio from 23% to 21%. I suspect that going forward into regulated markets, we will need to economize even further with bonuses, because this is one of the measures that we can potentially deploy to mitigate point of consumption tax. On the poker side, as I mentioned, the revenue remained stable with a very modest increase in the bonus ratio to 19%, and I do not expect any significant change on this front. On the EBITDA, adjusted EBITDA and EBITDA margin, again, very, very strong result compared to the $76 million of EBITDA last year. On the next slide, you can see the historical EBITDA and EBITDA margin trend. We always said that this is a business of economies of scale. From the EBITDA of $29 million in the difficult year 2010, where margin was 10.9%, we've managed to increase it consistently every year in absolute term and in margin terms to 22.1% this year. On the next slide, I'm going to show you the what-if slide. What if there were no gaming duties? Without gaming duties, our margin would have been 25.6% and $117 million of adjusted EBITDA. It could have been, would have been nice. On the next slide, we wanted to show a historical perspective of our dividend. As Brian mentioned, the normal dividend for the year by the policy will be 8 cents, and another one-off special dividend of 7 cents, which represents 67% increase in the total dividend that we pay our shareholders compared to 2012. On the next slide, the balance sheet, boring as ever. There's no debt. This balance sheet cries to be leveraged. We know we can borrow from our bankers to finance some of the opportunities as they arise. And we kept significant amount of net cash at the end of the year. On the last slide, the cash flow statement, I point out that we've generated $111 million of net cash from operating activities, an increase of 24%, and we've paid dividends, interim and final for the year before, of $51 million. Over to you, Itai.
Thanks, Aviad. Before I begin, I'd like to welcome four of our SVPs who took the time to join us today. These are the people behind our success, so I thank you very much for the time coming here today. As Brian Aviad mentioned, 2014 marked another excellent year for us, in which we established our position as a global leading operator and solution provider in the e-gaming space. Our product and technology are well established and supported by our dynamic team. This enabled us to identify and act on a vast array of new opportunities and to continue to grow the business in what is a dynamic and rapidly developing global market. As in previous years, I'll let this slide speak for itself. We've shown these KPIs in the past, and the aggressive growth trends continue. There is an excellent momentum across the business, thanks to our continuous innovation, technological leadership, and analytical expertise. We are now harvesting the result of our past year's investment and delivering marketing efficiency in all markets, underpinned by our technological excellence. This is an index based on 2010 figures, and as you can see, the trend continued to be positive also into this year. Deposits is the most important parameter in our industry. This is what fuels our business, our future NGR to the business. When it comes to mobile, this is now our new normal. It is embedded in every product vertical and platform aspect. We are benefiting from our strategic decision to be the master of our destiny on mobile and develop our own products and offering. We are constantly aligning our back office and platform to support mobile features to keep a consistent 360 customer view across all platforms and products. Many features and development are now deployed mobile first and follow on PC later. The mobile-driven growth also means that our organization is now using a new language and new KPI, such as the Aptos, which are becoming the new Google. This chart illustrates the trends discussed. Mobile now accounts for 25 to 50% of important KPIs in the business, and they continue to grow. Today, in-house games are developed once and are deployed across all verticals and platforms. Our Bingo Instant Games offering is equivalent to a sizable gaming operator on its own, making 888 one of the largest game distributors out there. We continue to balance and mix our in-house and third-party game providers with the most engaging and enjoyable experience. We develop our own premium content, looking for the next killer game. We've distributed close to $40 million in jackpot wins over the past year, testimony to our game's popularity and increased liquidity. After successful launch of our exclusive Warner Brothers content in 2013, we have signed another exclusive brand deal with NBC Universal to introduce more unique premium content later in 2015. We aim to sign more deals as they enable 888 to further differentiate itself in the customer's eye from other operators and providers. Despite recent industry declines, poker is still a very big market. 888 Poker enjoys a fully integrated casino gaming suite developed over the years by the 888 casino team, which is key to monetization. Unlike other operators who deploy casino product into existing verticals, like casino into existing sportsbook or poker, we have all key functionalities in our back office, powering effective cross-sell. This is another example of our products benefit from our cross-sell vertical strategy. 888 Poker is outperforming all other networks. 888 is recognized by players as the recreational poker destination, fortifying our number two ranking according to PokerScout. Poker tournaments is a profitable activity for 888. We constantly break the prize barrier, offering several 1 million events last year. We recently signed an exclusive partnership with WSOP, the world's most recognized poker brand. This partnership will give 888 Poker significant assets and additional marketing firepower globally. In 2014, we completed the B2C turnaround, and the department is performing well. Bingo is a very competitive market, but our Bingo benefits from constant flow of 888-developed games, which enhance our customer appeal and also improves our margins. The Instant Game Arena, which is our casino light proposition, is built on the Dragonfish Bingo platform, launched in early 2014, and is gaining traction among existing and new partners. These partners are now provided with an extensive content portfolio and flexible back office to drive their signature marketing activity. 888 B2C will leverage this offering later in the year as we are currently developing a few concepts which combine several disciplines, such as social and mobile. We've learned a great deal from our recent experience with Facebook and are excited about the prospects of integrating the Instant Game Arena into our B2C offering. While sport registered the biggest growth in 2014, it is still the smallest vertical, hence includes significant potential upside and growth. We applied our core competency into the new 888 Sport, which includes acquisition, cross-sell, and CRM. We're going to further integrate the sport platform into the back office to facilitate additional growth. In 2014 was the first time we had a product we can truly compete with during the major sporting event. We're now starting to enjoy sports events, which traditionally were cause for risk mitigation and damage control for 888 in the past year. UK sports marks 888's biggest single growth opportunity, in which mobile accounts for over 80% of the activity. 888 has a successful presence in Italy and Spain, two of Europe's biggest regulated markets. We now see further opportunities in other EU markets and are continually looking to broaden our regulatory footprint through new products. As part of this effort, we have launched 888 Sport in Spain during the summer and aim to launch slots in Spain as soon as it permitted. While the Italian market continued to be volatile, we have seen positive and encouraging trends for 888 Italy since launching our mobile offering in the final quarter of the year. We're looking to diversify our Italian proposition and to enter the Danish market. We continue to hold a strong market position in Spain, which is a great achievement in a competitive landscape, and especially as sport was introduced only recently. The anticipated slot regulation marks an additional opportunity, and with a full suite of casino poker sport product, cross desktop and mobile, we're in a strong position to enjoy further market growth. We have laid the foundation for future growth. The interstate compact called Multistate Poker Network, which is being launched as we speak, will allow pooled poker liquidity across Delaware and Nevada. It is a key milestone in the U.S. iGaming market. It will become the benchmark for future states when they regulate. This is creating significant competitive edge for 888, as well as our operating partner, and equipping us with critical know-how. Yeah. Through the 888 platform, we have a unique point of view of the U.S. market composition, which is a testimony of the footprint we are able to secure in it. This also marks the value and flexibility we bring to our partners, such as the New Jersey intrastate liquidity share between CAE and AAPN. The U.S. market is still fragmented and highly political. We work closely with regulators and our partners with anticipation of additional states pursuing iGaming regulation as part of an ongoing commitment to the U.S. market. To summarize, our focus and investment resulted in another great year, showing that 888 is a well-rounded operator and solution provider. We have a team and technology which are ideally built to act on opportunities as they present themselves, with a hands-on adaptive approach suited for the dynamic business environment we live in. We extract maximum value from each opportunity for 888 and its partners through innovative development and marketing methodologies. We will aim to further build our casino and value in the marketplace on the skeleton and take 888 to the next level.
Okay, thank you very much indeed to Aviad and Itai. I would like to sort of give you a brief summary, I think, of what everybody has said here. 888 is in excellent health. In fact, it has never been better. The business, all KPIs in the business are actually showing good, very, very positive signs. A record level of deposits, record level of FTDs and bets taken. We have strong cash generation qualities, and we have built a $100 million corporate cash pile. We have driven this growth through industry-leading technology, the best CRM in the business, the best marketing techniques in the business, and by far the best management team. We are well positioned to participate in all future opportunities in the industry, and we see ourselves remaining at the forefront of this very, very successful and big industry.